This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with our guest, and then I'm going to do another segment to talk to DR, Dr. Greg, Chris, John, and Trent. I appreciate holding over in the last hour. We have a great guest host who's going to be taking over, Kate Daly of the KateDalyShow.com. Gentlemen, I really want to play the rest of these clips and get final comments from you, but here's Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Lee Merritt, and Dale Bigtree. Let's play those back-to-back.
So if you understand that this is not FDA-approved, it's totally experimental, it's never been given to human beings before, some of the ingredients inside of these shots have never been injected in human beings before, there are no long-term studies. We don't know what's going to happen inside your body somewhere 4 to 6 weeks after your second injection or 4 to 6 months or even 2 years. We have no idea whether it's going to cause infertility, whether it's going to cause cancer, how bad your autoimmune disease is going to be.
My conclusion, after looking at this for a long time and listening to the arguments for these masks, I've determined that if you're a medical doctor or a scientist that's spouting using these masks, you're either being played or you're being paid.
I want everyone to reflect back. When did you ever hear about an asymptomatic carrier? And really, the question is what is an asymptomatic carrier? Is it somebody that is a false positive, which it very well could be, using a test that is running way too many cycles to be accurate? Or is it just a healthy person whose body so absolutely kicked this virus's butt that they never had any symptoms? Even so, the body already killed that virus. And maybe there's some floating fragments that a test could pick up, but are they infectious? Either way, there's still questions on whether or not an asymptomatic carrier even exists. And beyond that, does an asymptomatic carrier spread the disease at all? And almost every study around the world has said that we don't see any evidence of spread from asymptomatic carriers. Now, that may not seem like a big deal to your average person, but if asymptomatic carriers do not spread this illness, or if they have to be if they happen to be just a false positive from a bad study, either way, if they're not spreading, then we never should have locked down the world. Then masks are totally irrelevant. We can go back to the way we practice medicine since polio and smallpox, which is we quarantine sick people, not healthy people. That's what the PCR test did. The PCR test set up this false positive that had us start quarantining healthy people for the first time in world history.
Man, great sound, great video, even better content, because that's over the top. And by the way, Dr. Lee Merritt is coming up with the guest host, and so I'm going to hurry as fast as I can after these guys go, because you want to hear everything she has to say, and tell people to tune in right now, however you're listening. Gentlemen, both of you, about a minute, final comment.
Well, I really appreciate you giving us this opportunity, Alex. And remember, guys, go out, get your copy of this first episode. Episode 2 is in post sound right now, and so that should be out totally and ready to go late November. And so, guys, just support this film series, and I appreciate it, Alex.
Well, I don't appreciate it. Look, we're in a boat together that they're poking holes in, and we're trying to patch it together. So I'm just asking the listeners, for their own good and for my good, get the film. And I want to thank the gentleman, Liberty Man, I know his real name, for financing this and doing a first-rate job. All the 50 people you interviewed, all the the crew, you did a first-rate job, and you put out $1 million production out of your own pocket. And now, again, you're trying to raise money so the people that actually volunteered their time, like the directors, everybody can get paid, and you're supporting InfoWars. So thank you so much, Liberty Man.
Thank you, Alex.
30 seconds. Anything else?
Really quick. You know, getting the DVD, we've seen some people saying, well, DVD, well, you know, hey, the 1990s is calling. Hey, people, like, they're going to memory hole things like crazy, and you can't expect that Bandod video is going to be around forever. 10 years from now, you're going to want your own copy of this to show your kids.
Absolutely. It's vital to archive things now. We've got to make a bigger issue out of that. You're dead right. Thank you so much, sir. Get the film at COVIDland.com. Endgame.com now. Get your free copy of Endgame, COVID Land. Pre-orders, all get a copy of Endgame. That opportunity ends in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Start shipping out, and you start making copies. We'll be right back. Thank you. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action. Dr. Lee Merritt is one of the best guests you can get. She's hardcore. She gets us as a war, and she's going to be the guest with Kate Daly coming up in just a few minutes. And I had loaded phones. I wanted to try to jam them in this call, but I'm going to call those callers back tomorrow. But I saw one person saying they're a doctor. Caller is doctor on Bill Gates, Microsoft, and vaccines. So I wanted to get Dr. Greg's quick comments here on air. Thanks for holding, Greg.
Hi, Alex. I would like to give you some information on physician intimidation that's been going on that I haven't seen. But also, just one quick parallel that I haven't come across, but I thought was kind of interesting as I was thinking about. This perpetual gene therapy that's proposed to perpetuate forever now. You were talking about Bill Gates earlier. And I find it interesting that it's very similar to the way that he gained so much power and became one of the richest people in the world with the Windows operating system. He introduced this operating system that was intentionally flawed and always required updates and a new version. Otherwise, it would no longer work. It would become infested with viruses. You couldn't run the latest software. And you're perpetually on the hook to continue to byproduct from it. Have you come across that parallel?
I mean, I have personally thought of that myself, and I've seen people go, this is the same guy that sold his computers that broke all the time, so he had to buy patches. And absolutely, this is the ultimate medical tyranny, where they give you something that destroys your immune system, makes you sick, and then they blame the people that were smart enough not to take it for the ones making you sick, so they're just preying on the medically ignorant.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting parallel. But The main thing I wanted to let you and the listeners know about is the intimidation that's being handed out to physicians across the country. A few weeks ago, the Federation of State Medical Boards, which is a body who is involved in interstate licensing and applications for licensing, issued a statement basically saying if there's any of course, they parse the words carefully, but if there's any false information given out or if there's any questionable dissemination of information that they could get involved in limiting or eliminating physician licensure.
Well, that's right. In California, they've said if you get more than five vaccine waivers, we're going to take your license. But so many doctors are saying, no, they can't get them all. But, yeah, whatever the UN and Fauci says, the guy that cooked this up now, they admit, that's why he's got to go down. Whatever he says, the medical boards then bow down to. These are sick people.
So this was the Federation of State Medical Boards several weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, there was a joint statement put forth by the American Board of Family Medicine, the American Board of Internal Medicine, and the American Board of Pediatrics. And basically, they say that any misinformation regarding this virus, it could be very dangerous, and that could be subject to, again, removal of licensure or limiting your licensure. And in that same statement, which you'll be able to find that and read that, the only assertive statement that they made was that the vaccine was safe, effective, and widely available, and it's propose that any information that might question that could be used to eliminate your board certification.
And that's just crazy because it was never properly approved. It's not safe. They have warnings on it about heart attacks and myocarditis. That's incredible, isn't it?
That is incredible. And apparently, if that might come across their statement that this is safe, then you could be subject to disciplinary action. And this is actually being parroted out. My local hospital is.
What you ought to do is sue them and then show them the possible adverse reactions from October of last year from the FDA's own website. Do you know about that?
No, I haven't dug deep into that one. But
put it back on screen, guys. I'll read it to him. FDA safety surveillance COVID-19 vaccines working list of possible adverse event outcomes. And it says all the stuff that actually happened later so that they knew.
Yeah, unfortunately, most physicians are generally compliant people, especially to organizations that are sort of oversight. And
they put lackeys in a lot of those boards that toe the line of big pharma that's taking over medicine.
And most people want to enjoy their quiet life that they worked hard to achieve. So, it's really only when push comes to shove and people are out of a job that I think that you're gonna find people pushing back on a mass scale from the some of the.
And you're also gonna have people exiting the mainline doctors and coming to people like you regardless. And so we appreciate you, sir. Thanks for holding, Dr. Greg, for that information. All right, Dr. Lee Merritt is about to be interviewed. You do not want to miss this information with the great talk show host that is here taking over. KateDalyShow.com is her website. And Kate, thank you so much for taking over. We really appreciate you. Can't wait to watch the interview.
Thank you.
And here she is live. Go ahead, Kate.
Thank you so much, Alex. Really appreciate that. And wow, your last segment. Wow. I'll tell you what, Dr. Lee Merritt, one of the most powerful frontline doctors, and I have just the pleasure to call her a friend. What can I say? She's been on my show multiple times. Alex, you've interviewed her, and let me tell you, Dr. Lee Merritt, frontline doctor, we're going to really talk and center today on how to stay out of the hospital. What can you do? This episode is going to change lives. And I welcome Dr. Lee Merritt. She's been in private practice since 1995, orthopedic spinal surgery, and also past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I just love this gal. She just speaks the truth. What can I say? And themedicalrebel.com is the website. Welcome, Dr. Lee Merritt. How are you?
Hey, nice to see you, Kate.
You too. I am so glad you're joining me because my inbox is flooded with messages of what do I do? And usually people are already in the hospital. Usually people are freaking out because their loved one is being vented against their will, because they are shut out of the hospital, because the doctors will not listen to them. And if I told you how many emails, you'd be floored about how many countrywide have been coming in with the same exact story. And this is so disturbing. So really the goal is, how can we keep people out of the hospital as flu and cold season and pneumonia season? Yes, we actually still have those things are coming into play, and everyone thinks they have COVID. So they go to the hospital and get tested. And then, of course, they get on the COVID train, the COVID track, which [S2] Right. [S1] Is just horrible medication. So what do you tell people? What do you say to them to say, keep them out of the hospital, Dr. Merritt?
Well, I think, first of all, I think we're at a very close crisis right now, and people need to take this seriously. You know, I still get people calling me who need help, but they have nothing at home. They've not signed up. They don't have the right equipment. So I'm going to tell you, I was just talking to my local hardware guy, and I've heard this story that truckers are going to strike on or stop moving things on October 1st. Well, I don't know if that's true, but I can tell you that they, at the hardware store, he says, we can't get truckers to move things right now. So we're running out of things. And I think that's a harbinger of things to come here shortly. So people should not wait. Personally, I think everybody needs they need some equipment in the house. The pulse oximeter and a nebulizer. That's been just so valuable in keeping people out of the hospital, because one of the problems with whatever this bioweaponized disease is, we can call it COVID, but keep in mind, we don't really know too much about this, except we do have some principles for treatment. And one of the things we're seeing is that people's oxygen drops more than we would predict looking at them. So we needed a pulse oximeter, especially to do telemedicine. That really is useful. So go get some equipment. That's number one. Number two, the FDA has just stopped shipments of ivermectin coming into the country. Now, you know, we're at war with our own government. Japan has just said we're going to do FDA. I mean, we're going to ignore all the FDA and WHO, and we're going to use ivermectin. India is using ivermectin. There are multiple countries now where ivermectin is not only approved, but you know, that is the official policy. And yet we are at the point of not letting our people get it who are desperate. Think about that.
Yes. So El Salvador, they actually get the kit, the COVID kit, and it has ivermectin in it and vitamin C and all these wonderful things. We're going to come back from a break in just a moment. You're not going to want to miss this, because this actually can save your life or a loved one's life. Make sure to stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. So glad you could join me today, because what an important episode this is. If you would like to save a life or save your own, this is the episode you need to share with every family member and friend. My guest is frontline doctor, one of my favorites, Dr. Lee Merritt, themedicalrebel.com. And let me just say, you're fantastic, Dr. Merritt. I absolutely adore you because you're willing to speak the truth. And we have a lot of people out there wondering what to do. And you just talked about two very important things to acquire, to have at home. And I would get these in a hurry. I really would. I would make sure you have these two items. You'll probably help a friend or a family member or yourself. Those two items again, Dr. Merritt?
Pulse oximeter to check your blood oxygen level. It just goes on your finger. And a nebulizer. And the other one, I guess, is a thermometer. I'm kind of surprised how many people don't have a basic thermometer, and I wouldn't get a battery thermometer. I still have my dad's old mercury thermometers, and I'm hanging on to them for the dear life. But they've taken the mercury away from us, but they still have non-battery thermometers that work. So, yeah, I would do that. And then the other thing, the next first step I would take, like I said, get some ivermectin however you can get it. Overseas pharmacies might be able to get it to you, but the FDA now has the U.S. Postal Service interdicting this at the border. So sometimes it gets through, sometimes it doesn't. It takes at least a month or more to get it from overseas, so get it now. The other thing is, if you're on medications right now that are critical, say a heart medicine or a blood pressure medicine, something you can't do without, you better stock up. Now, your insurance will say, oh, you can only have this month or these 90 days, but you can pay cash, and don't let them tell you you can't. If you need to go, I love the independent pharmacies. They're so much better to work with, but Walgreens has been okay. I haven't had a problem with them, and Walmart. I'm not saying all of them are bad, but you need to stock up, and even if you have to pay cash, if you need insulin for sure, any of those critical medicines. And by the way, medicine, if you save it, the Army did a study, and medicine actually doesn't expire, except for a couple, EpiPens and tetracycline-type drugs. But everything else, the Army study showed they lasted 30 years, and they hadn't become bad after it's kept at a reasonable temperature. So, and then we know about the supplements that matter, and I've got them listed and why you take them on my website, but just to keep in mind, they're not expensive. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, N-acetylcysteine, quercetin, lysine, and either betaine or dimethylglycine. That's my list of absolutely essential medications. And by the way, the WHO lists ivermectin as one of the essential medications for world health. Doesn't that tell you something? And we're a country that can't get it.
Nobel Prize winner 2015 because of its safety and efficacy. And so it's important to take also, and you want to speak to a doctor, a frontline doctor at myfreedoctor.com or the frontline, America's frontline doctors, or go to themedicalrebel.com. But the dose in the first several days needs to be a little heavier, right? With ivermectin, a little bigger.
Right. So we started out giving about 12 milligrams to everybody. And then we realize that's not enough. So now if you're sick, now this is not prophylaxis, but if you're sick, the dose now ranges from 0.4 milligrams to 0.6 milligrams per kilogram per day. And unfortunately, even if you get your doctor to prescribe it at a pharmacy, my experience is that they only have 3-milligram tablets. And to get enough, it's very expensive now. They've raised the prices, and often the pharmacies are out, and their warehouses are out. So we're in big trouble. I'm telling you, get what you can now, however you get it. Yeah, the essential medications, don't you think that's something?
People are talking about the horse paste, the veterinary use one. And did you want to comment on that?
Sure. I mean, I used to not ever say go out and get veterinary medicine, but I'm going to tell you, not only can people not afford the pharmaceutical dose of ivermectin sometimes if they don't have insurance, but it's also not available. So I have no problem with it. I found out, at least this is what I've been told, that the ivermectin for cattle comes right off the same production line as the ivermectin for humans. Now, they could put other things in it, but as far as I know, reading the labels, I think it's okay. And now, this is not official medical advice. Now, I will tell you, the injectable, what I like is the injectable 1% solution. It's for IV. Now, you're not going to inject it in yourself. You're going to take it oral, and it tastes bad. But who cares at this point, you know? I think we're in a wartime situation here, and we need to act like it. I'm going to say that. And I really like now Scott Kesterson at Bard's FM has a great idea. And it's, you know, I had this idea. Several people kind of came all this up together, but when I was talking to him, he'd really thought it out in detail. Just like you have food co-ops and people buy organic food and non-GMO food and food co-ops, have a medical co-op and get some equipment. So yeah, I do too. So, for example, you have a friendly nurse, a retired physician that you want to get in here and that can help put in IVs. You have his point is have the evidence. There's evidence that a hyperbaric oxygen chamber can keep people from progressing, that can really help people that are sick. And there are other things, you know, just have durable medical equipment. The things that everybody doesn't need an IV, holder in their house. But if you had a co-op that had these things and everybody participated in your area that were like-minded, you could really stock up with a lot of things. And then when somebody needed it, they, you know, pay for the service, pay for the use, but it could be nominal. I think it's a great idea. And I think he's going to be talking about it on his show this week, but I think it's a good idea.
You know, there's a couple of things I tell people to do after our experience, and that is when you start getting sick and you can feel it starting to go into your chest a little bit, so you know it might be something a little deeper, then the first thing I would do is go find a IV nutraceutical clinic. These are private businesses, no doctor, no script. Go get a vitamin C infusion of glutathione, vitamin C, and zinc. And that's the first thing, because you'll feel better immediately, usually. And then also order maybe budesonide for the nebulizer. Because budesonide, and these are things the hospitals are refusing to do now, absolutely refusing to their patients, by the way. And budesonide is on page 205 of the 341-page protocol, says it's amazing, just says that too few people were in the study, of course. But it's doing great things, and you can get that from your doctor for the nebulizer, right?
Right, you can. And some doctors, I mean, most doctors, that's not one of those hot-button medicines like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Right, right.
So most doctors will prescribe that. The other thing, though, is like the Brownstein protocol or Dr. Mercola's protocol, using which you can do without a prescription, is a drop of hydrogen peroxide and a drop of iodine in a solution that's two parts water or three parts water to one part hydrogen peroxide. That seems to work very well. But the point here is, if you have ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine at home and you start getting sick, the earlier you implement it, the less medicine you'll need and the quicker you get over it. One of the problems that we're seeing, all the people doing telemedicine, is that people now, they're getting a little, it's kind of different this year, they're kind of getting a little bit sick, and so they don't think it's worthwhile calling a doctor, and they kind of putz around for 10 days and they're just slowly getting worse, but finally, when they need one, then they're about ready to drop off that cliff. It seems to go, you know, not very serious, and boom, you lose your oxygen carrying capacity. So don't wait too long.
We're going to come right back, more with Dr. Lee Merritt, and of course, the Frontline Doctors, the Medical Rebel. She has right on her website, Dr. Lee Merritt, how to get hydroxychloroquine. So we'll be right back. You can go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast. You can go to katedalyradio.com for show notes. All of this will be in show notes there. And so visit the site, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this next segment as well. This could save your life.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products and 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action, and I thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Guest, before I come back to Dr. Lee Merritt, because we're talking about the things that you need to have right now in your home to help others and help yourself, I want to play this from Bill Gates. This is Bill Gates, Munich, 2017, February, telling us what was coming, by the way.
Please welcome Mr. Bill Gates.
We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu. So the point is that we ignore the strong link between health security and international security at our peril. Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And there is a reasonable probability of that taking place in the years ahead.
Yeah, he's the quirk of nature, and he's the terrorist. He just didn't tell you that. Well, that was from Bill Gates 2017, and it's a little scary, isn't it, to think that these people are at the helm, never elected, over our health and education, but never elected. My guest is Dr. Lee Merritt, frontline doctor, themedicalrebel.com. You're going to want to go to her site. Such valuable information. You know, I want to ask you a question, too. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, can you take them together? Should you take them together?
Yeah, you can take them together. I'm not sure that you need to, but you know, we did say that hydroxychloroquine works really great early on, and ivermectin works pretty much any time, but certainly later we don't see as much benefit from hydroxychloroquine as we do ivermectin. That's really kind of the rule of thumb that people are going by. But keep in mind, because the psychopaths running this outbreak did not do what they should have done to really help us understand the disease and what we're really dealing with, like doing autopsies of the dead. That would have been very nice. We don't really completely know what we're dealing with, and that's why I was going to say we left out antibiotics, but I think having some doxycycline, azithromycin, some antibiotics around the house is a great thing also, because don't get snookered into the idea it's all viral, viral, viral. One of the things that happens after people have been debilitated and sick from one thing is you can get a secondary bacterial infection, or even worse, I'm going to tell you, years ago, probably we've all become infected, thanks to a different bioweapon here, with mycoplasma, a crystalline form of mycoplasma that can be reactivated. So we're learning lots of things about our medical history we didn't appreciate. And that's kind of scary, but that may also be happening. We're seeing a bunch of mycoplasma-like diseases crop up, so you have to have antibiotics sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, the shedding off of the vaccine, the spike proteins, I mean, what is that causing? Is that causing a lot? Because I'm seeing vaccinated and unvaccinated getting sick, so I'm sorry that they're playing this card to the hilt, the hospitals, and I don't believe it for a minute.
Well, by the way, that's a good thing to bring up. Don't believe the diatribe that it's just the unvaccinated getting sick, because it turns out that they're not labeling you as vaccinated unless you're 2 weeks past your last dose. So you could have had one dose and you're not vaccinated in their mind. And then you have another dose and you're still not vaccinated until you go 2 weeks out. And the other thing we're discovering is, so when they say they're unvaccinated, well, not by normal definitions. And we're seeing the damage from the vaccines. If you're going to have a brain bleed or Guillain-Barre or things, it tends to happen within 4 to 7 days after the vaccine, where they would not consider you vaccinated. That's a good way to get rid of all the complications of the vaccine. So don't let anybody be snookered about that. But you
Absolutely.
Asked me, like, now I lost.
I take an NAC and a quercetin every day, and I was wondering about that. You might want to let people know, you know, if you're sick, do you triple dose, double dose those things, and what do they do as far as being an antiviral, as far as being, you know, why would you recommend NAC and quercetin?
Well, quercetin is just a good anti-inflammatory. I mean, NAC actually helps produce glutathione in the brain and other places. You can't, you know, unless I like the idea, and I did this too. I went down to one of the chelation areas in town in Omaha and had IV glutathione. And because I had gotten shed on, and I really think that's one of the things that can help. It's an oxidant. It's an antioxidant. I mean, so it really helps, I think, degrade what we're dealing with. The issue is, don't think you're going to just suddenly take these things when you get sick and it's going to do you the best. What you really need to do is live an anti-inflammatory lifestyle starting now if you haven't been doing it. And that is key, is your diet. I really like a couple books, you know, the Wheat Belly book by a cardiologist, William Davis, and I like Grain Brain by Dr. Perlmutter, who's a neurologist. And he talks about all the different ways that our food is damaging us, and it makes us inflammatory. If you're over your weight standards, you have more inflammation in the body, and that means you're likely to succumb if you get sick with these diseases, because this gives you an inflammatory overshoot. That's one of the ways that's the way people die, is they get so much inflammation in their lungs that they cannot oxygenate. That's one of the pathways. So being shed on by somebody that's vaccinated is a real thing. And I know my experience. I mean, I had a nosebleed, and I never get nosebleeds ever in my life. So this is a massive nosebleed, first time. And I'd been having some other symptoms that I felt were just like viral symptoms after I was in close contact with somebody for a long period of time that was vaccinated. So it happened about 4 to 5 days afterwards. The issue there is, and I have this on the website, I would treat it fairly aggressively, because I think it's the spike protein. And I've come to this conclusion, nobody knows for sure, but we know from the autopsies that have happened that if you, people that die of COVID, for example, that their spike protein, or die after the vaccine, there's spike protein in the hair follicles. So you're leaching out the spike protein in your sweat, in your saliva, in bodily fluids. And so my experience was, I managed to transfer that to my husband, who then got classic COVID. I mean, he had all the classic signs. So I think it's spike protein, and so I have on the website how to deal with spike protein. Now, the vaccine is a different story. If you take the vaccine and you have remorse, you have a different thing you're dealing with, because you also have all the products of the vaccine that we know about. Of course, we don't know about most of them because they don't have to tell us. Isn't that wonderful? When you do things under emergency use authorization, it's great. You can just tell us the very littlest part of the vaccine, and you don't have to tell us the rest. But these are not vaccines. They actually call them viral-based genetic therapies. And we found the FDA's warning to their researchers in 2015 about the viral-based genetic therapies. They say these things, people that take them can shed, and they can shed up to 10 weeks. Most of them stop at 10 weeks. But if you're elderly or immune compromised, you might shed forever. And you'll love this one, because it just tells you, keep in mind, they've rolled these genetic agents out on the whole world. They want to vaccinate 7.8 billion people, and they don't know what the shed particles are.
Sickening.
You know, it could be genetic. It could be infectious. We don't know. And it could be recombinant. Right. I love that one. It could be some Frankenstein nanoparticle. Yeah.
There's a couple of things. Budesonide is a steroid, and it was the steroid recommended by Dr. Richard Jewell, and it's an amazing steroid. You can get the budesonide in the nebulizer just to have that. Also comes in an inhaler, but I think the nebulizer is better. And then also NAC, I've heard that the FDA is going to be taking that off the shelf, that you might not be able to get that past January. So I would recommend stocking up on that. I don't even think Amazon even sells it anymore. And so I would make sure NAC, and the proper name for NAC, Dr. Merritt?
N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine. And doesn't that say something? That the FDA, every time we find something that works, they're against it. They take it away from us.
Exactly. I remember them by the opposite thing. I know. In fact, we're going to talk about this when we come back. When we come back in just a moment, I'm Kate Daly. This is, honestly, Dr. Lee Merritt, you're not going to want to miss 2 seconds of this. Come on back. The Kate Daly Show. Kate Daly, your host. And
an important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Back here with you, I'm Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show, guest hosting today, and I have the most amazing guest, frontline doctor, Dr. Lee Merritt, themedicalrebel.com, to get more information about what she's talking about, and the Kate Daly Show, so you can go to katedalyshow.com, katedalyshow.com to get more information as well. It'll be there too. And there's a couple of questions I have for you. Before I do that, I want to play the clip from Dr. David Martin. He is the founding CEO of MCAM, Inc., which is the international leader in intellectual property and financial risk. Just listen to what he has to say for just a moment.
We took the actual genetic sequences that were reportedly novel and reviewed those against the patent records that were available as of the spring of 2020. And what we found, as you'll see in this report, are over 120 patented pieces of evidence to suggest that the declaration of a novel coronavirus was actually entirely a fallacy. There was no novel coronavirus. The statement that was made by Peter Daszak in 2015, reported in the National Academies of Press publication February 12, 2016, and I'm quoting, "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process." End quote.
Wow. When you go to the hospital right now, most likely you will be positive for COVID-19 because the test is ratcheted up to 40 magnifications. And the problem with that is that you get on the COVID train and you can't get off of the COVID train. So I'm getting desperate emails from people all over the country who they cannot control what happens to their loved one when they go to the ICU. And when they get to the ICU, they're given remdesivir and Dex as a steroid, and there's an antibiotic they're giving them. I'll probably murder the name. I'm the name murderer. But as far as the drugs that they're giving, the remdesivir actually failed the Ebola study and had a 54% mortality rate. They took it off that, and Fauci chose it for the drug around the country to treat COVID. So what happens is your organs fail, right, Dr. Merritt? And they can. And kidney damage. I call it the Kevorkian method. Well, at least Kevorkian smiled and asked, but it's asked permission. But as far as that goes, you're given this protocol. You cannot now ask for vitamins. You can't ask for budesonide. You can't ask for any of these things. They will deny you. And if you speak up, sometimes they're throwing people out of the hospital. So in order to stay away from having to go down the COVID train, to having to get and feel like you have no rights or no control over this, Dr. Merritt is here to describe what you can do if you're sick so that you can avoid that. Dr. Peter McCullough was talking about this, that the awesome Dr. Peter McCullough, he was saying, why are we not treating this? Why are we not telling people what to do at home so they don't have to go to the hospital? So I have a couple of questions for you. I tell people to go get the IV, the vitamin push, to help them. And then also NAC and quercetin, right? These are helpful. Ivermectin. If you had to choose between ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which one would you choose?
Well, the ivermectin works kind of all, there's like 20 ways it works against this. And so it works all parts of the disease, all not just at the beginning. So I think I would, if I had to choose one, I'd choose ivermectin. Now, your point about the people need to understand that the hospitals are now owned by NIH. That's what is causing this. Remdesivir was actually developed at our bioweapons lab at USAMRIID, and the NIH has part of the patent rights. So they get money from it. I would quit taking advice from people that are making a profit off this pandemic. If the pandemic went away and somebody makes less money, they're not the people you should be listening to. And they're having an incredibly bad outcome ratio in the hospital. But again, good outpatient care, and you don't have to go down with these things. But again, you have to remember, sometimes you're going to need antibiotics. But being as healthy going into it makes a big difference. Be within your weight standards. Eat an anti-inflammatory diet. Every time you eat bad oils, and you get them when you go out to restaurants, even good restaurants, you're going to get some bad oils. And the percentage to which you eat bad oils is the percentage your lipid membranes, which are made of oil, including your brain, are made of cholesterol from these oils. When you eat bad oils, they become intercalated into your lipid membranes. And so the percentage you take in is the percentage of you that's not normal. It makes you inflamed, these bad oils. So eat. It's a real simple. There's a real simple eating suggestion that I heard years ago. The big workout guru, I'm blanking on his name now. He was in the 50s and 60s. It was a big workout group. And he said,
Jack LaLanne.
If man made it. Who?
Jack LaLanne?
You said that.
Yeah, Jack LaLanne. I don't know.
Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne, yeah. Yeah, he said, if man made it, don't eat it. It's like we have artificial wheat that's not really wheat. It's not genetically wheat. We make all sorts of things about it. My great-grandparents, they ate very little wheat. But now 75% of the average American diet is made of wheat. That's why I recommend Wheat Belly, because you'll learn all the things it does to your body that are not good. And it is a huge producer of inflammation. So if you wanted to do one thing, there he is. I love him. Lived into his 90s. Okay. So okay. I'm doing fingertip push-ups at 92. So, don't eat man-made things. And this is possible. I do believe this is possible, that they can put this toxic nanoparticle spike protein wrapped in a lipoprotein coating into lettuce and into salad greens that are prepackaged. The more you can eat natural foods that are not prepackaged, that don't come, the better off you are.
So with a couple of minutes left, what supplements should they be taking? How much zinc should you be taking just to maintain your health, to keep sickness at bay? How much vitamin C a day? And you want to talk about the, it's a liposomal vitamin C?
Liposomal vitamin C. I love liposomal vitamin C. I use the Mercola liposomal. I don't get any kickback from him. Happen to like his. Now, I don't know if Alex has a liposomal vitamin C, but liposomal is the way to go, because what it does, it goes through your lipid membranes, so you could take big gobs of it and you won't get diarrhea like you would with normal vitamin C. I've used it when I started getting sick. It just took 10 gram bolus and it didn't give me diarrhea, and I got over it right away. I went to the gym that night. But what you need to do generally is, and I take a, it's more expensive than regular vitamin C. So I take a gram of that in the morning with my other supplements. Then during the day, I take little doses of some cheaper chewable vitamin C or whatever you like. Keep it by your computer, your workstation, whatever you do, and periodically just take one. So over the course of the day, get 3-4 grams a day. Yeah, sure.
I mean, how much should you be taking? 5,000 a day or?
That wouldn't be too much. Now, whether you need that much, I can't prove, but I certainly what they call the RDA, which is the government's recommended daily allowance. In anti-aging medicine, we call that the recommended death allowance. So don't listen to them. The number one supplement is vitamin D. And this has just drove me crazy that the CDC didn't recommend this. Vitamin D is an absolutely fabulous, all-purpose thing. It's not really a vitamin. It's a hormone.
Which one? D or D3? Doesn't matter.
D3. It's D3. And you take 10,000 units a day. I take 10,000 units a day. Nobody's ever overdosed on 10,000 units a day. And you
what
need your
D?
Levels above 60, not just 30.
Above 60, okay.
Right. To keep you out of the ICU or dead with this disease, the Indonesians shown 30 will help. 30 makes you in the category that you're going to walk away from this. It was the number one variable that you could affect that they found in their hospital, 800 people, that if you had your D above 30, you didn't end up in the ICU or dead. But you're better off. The anti-cancer effect kicks in over 55, so keep it above 60. The other one is zinc, as you said, and if you've been taking it for a long time, you probably do 30 milligrams a day, but everybody's deficient in zinc. So if you haven't been taking it and suddenly you've got COVID religion and you want to get healthy, probably take 50, right now. And certainly if you're sick, take 50.
Quercetin. Dr. Lee Merritt. How much on quercetin? Once a day?
At least 500. I mean, if you take it twice a day, you can do 500. You can do once a day.
NAC
somewhere between 600 and 1,000. But again, if you were sick or recently vaccinated or got shed on, and you took twice a day, it wouldn't be a problem. The one that you can't
Dr. Lee Merritt.
Take.
Go ahead.
I was
the
just
one that we can't
into.
Take.
Don't take too much
Which
selenium.
One?
That's the one you can take too much of.
Okay, all right. Dr. Lee Merritt, themedicalrebel.com. Get to her site. What an amazing frontline doctor. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. And I'm Kate Daly, guest host today. And, of course, go to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyshow.com, for more on this and more on tonight. Thanks, you guys.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.